Hello and sawadee kap, you non-kap. I'm Jason Wilder and this is the Drive programme here on Live 89.5. One of my favourite sports ever, probably because it's the only sport that I've ever been any good at in the slightest, and I'm not even that brilliant, and I've definitely not played for enough years now to be consider myself as good, is golf. I love it. It's a beautiful game and it is just a nice time to sort of therapeutically relax and enjoy, unless it's competitive, and then the game is on. And I'd like to welcome right now in the studio, here is Chris Watson, Managing Director of Four Management Group, back to the studio because you've been here before. Chris, hello, sawadee kap and welcome.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for having me back again.
Well, you're very welcome. So, Chris, it looks like you've had a very busy few months because you've been organising a lot of golf events. Let's hear all about them.
Yeah, it has. It's been a massive start to the year for us. At the moment, we're actually here in Phuket running a huge junior event, the JGTA, which is the Junior Golf Tour of Asia. And this is brand new to Asia, and it's actually sanctioned alongside the American Junior Golf Association. So at the moment, we have the top Asian junior players playing at Laguna. It's a three-day tournament as well. The kids range from 18 all the way down. There's even 11-year-olds playing.
Wow.
And at the moment, the leading score is under par. For the boys and girls, it's both one under for the leader. So it's some seriously good golf being played.
Serious talent on the
Yeah, and the reason these juniors play in this event, it's a huge opportunity, is all the university scouts in the US, all the colleges, are watching their results now. So it gives them a massive opportunity. They accumulate points on an order of merit while they play. And the top five from the boys and girls division go to the US, to then they can play in the American Junior Golf Association tournaments, where there's over 120 through the summer.
Wow, what an experience. That's incredible.
So the final round's tomorrow, and the girls, Camille Boyd, is winning by four shots, so she's looking good. But in the boys, there's about five guys within two shots of the lead.
Wow.
So it's going to be exciting tomorrow.
Exciting times. And that's a Camille Boyd that you've got sort of here, two under par 69.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. One of the boys shot 66 today.
Oh, that's incredible. What I'd give to have that
yeah,
skill.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? That's like, you know, as I was saying, I love the game, and it is an amazing game, but I think the best I ever played to was around 10 over, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I never got to level, I was never that good, you know. I enjoy it massively, but to be young and to be that good, you know.
That's also why I decided with my family to call the company Four Management Group, because I'm always shouting out on the golf course.
The classic. Be careful. Okay, so we're here to talk about the other thing that's going on, which has already been starting. We've already had the early rounds. It's the Blue Horizon World Corporate Golf Challenge. Now, can you explain how this event works, please, Chris?
Yes, so the World Corporate Golf Challenge is in over 30 countries around the world, and we have the license for Thailand. Blue Horizon are our title sponsor here in Thailand. We've now finished the qualifiers. We had six qualifiers in Thailand this year, the last one being on the 4th of April in Phuket. We also played at Thai Country Club in Bangkok, Banyan in Hua Hin, Phoenix Gold in Pattaya, and Lotus Valley in Bangkok. We had over 150 teams of two players play this year, which is double on last year, which is fantastic response. And now we have the top 10%, so we have about 40 guys, 20 teams coming to Laguna next Saturday to fight it out for a spot on Thai Airways plane all the way to Portugal.
That's brilliant. That is super cool to be able to do that. You feel like you're a touring pro, basically. So the all the qualifying rounds have been going on. This is the final, and of course, where else would you want to have it? It's going to be at Laguna Golf, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So fantastic. Very nice indeed. So, of course, all the team there. How many again? Sorry, Chris. How many are in the final?
There's 20 teams in the final. 20. So one of those teams of two players. So it's a four-ball bettable. So you take the best score from the pair as you play on each hole.
Excellent. Cool. So that's 20
teams. So one team will go to the final to represent Thailand. Last year, Thailand actually came fourth overall. Just missed out on the prizes.
Wow, so this is it. So hopefully this team, one of the 20 who's going to go and represent in Portugal, might get even higher, maybe even take the whole thing.
We've had a much better mix this year of foreigners and Thais, a lot more Thais playing this year, which is great. So hopefully we'll have a Thai team that will represent us in the final this year.
Super cool. And what an experience for most people to go, and you know, for me to go to Portugal would be amazing, but of course for some Thai people to go over and experience another playing in a different country as well might be something new. Now, I do believe that the main sponsor, Blue Horizon, are doing something very special for the final, which I think is incredible. Can you give us a little bit of an explanation, a bit more about them and what they're doing for the final?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Blue Horizon, it's one of the biggest property developers in Phuket. They've been going over 15 years, and they primarily do large-scale condominiums and on beachfront locations, also having a few villa projects. They have them three in the north of the island and two in the south of the island. For the final, Andres, who is a CEO, has kindly decided to put one of his condominiums up for a hole-in-one prize on the 16th hole at Laguna.
Wow, I mean, that's one of those things where, is it going to inspire, is it going to give you more nerves, because you're like, oh my god, I could be actually getting a property here.
And this is at the Grand Himalai, which is on the Kamala Millionaires Road.
Wow.
The new property that's being built there. And it's a one-bedroom luxury studio. So it's worth a lot of money.
Worth a lot of money and for that one shot.
On top of that, in the last qualifier we had at Laguna, someone actually had a hole in one.
Andrew De Bruyne.
Yes, is
it? Yeah. So he'll be wanting to, yeah.
and he's in the final.
He's
as well.
In the final. He so, is. Do you know what you'd give to swap that situation? I mean, for any golfer, it's like it's an incredible thing to get a hole in one. A lot of golfers never get a hole in one.
I've only had one.
Oh, you only had one. Let's see, you've had one. My dad's had one as well. My dad's had one. And it's great, because when people ask him, they say, like, so, Baz, you got all in one. What did you use? He's like, three wood. Actually, it wasn't his position, but it was great anyway. But, yeah, what he'd give to maybe swap for getting it in this time. So he's going to have to just give it another go, isn't he?
He is.
So that's cool. That's amazing from Blue Horizon, then. So tell us a little
bit
more.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So we'll wait and see if anyone gets lucky.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long hole.
It's going to be a long goal. Well, that's worth it. So, and people are invited to come and cheer on and sort of spectate.
Yeah, they can come down and watch, no problem.
Because I'll tell you what, that is basically, that's an electrifying sort of, like, entertainment for anyone, for a spectator. Even if you're not that into golf, just to be going like, wow, if someone gets it from that tee into that hole, they get a condo. That's, like, incredible. Absolutely incredible. So that'll be an exciting, that'll be a buzz on the day. So this is it. So when's it going on, Andrew?
It's happening on the next Saturday, 28th.
That's right, the 28th. So people go down to Laguna Golf Club up in the Laguna area. Fantastic. So this is cool. So Blue Horizon, obviously, very pleased to be part of this, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, Andres has been fantastic support for us. And he will actually be there at the final himself. And we'll all be on the 16th green waiting to see if anyone can make that hole in one.
Excellent. And for anyone who wants to get involved, I do believe we have some details of information on Blue Horizon, just in case they've just tuned in and missed this. So Blue Horizon, people can contact the team. They've got a phone number there and sort of an info mail as well, yeah?
Yeah, the number is 081-459-0152, and the email is info@propertyinphuket.com.
Excellent. Or pop down and have a coffee at the Grand Himalai office in Kamala and have a look, because if you're looking for a great property, there you go.
It's an unbelievable place down there.
Excellent, excellent. So that's the main sponsor is, of course, Blue Horizon. That's fantastic. Who else is involved? Because obviously you've got to have some more sponsors involved for this big event.
Yeah.
It's a huge event.
Well, I mean, to get to Portugal, obviously, we need to fly. So Thai Airways are kindly flying the winners to the final in Portugal. Then we have Chang, who are supporting with their beverage sponsorship.
And a German beverage sponsor as well, yeah?
Yeah, a bubbly one.
Yeah, bubbly German beverage sponsor. Very nice.
And then we have our apparel partner, which is Phoenix XL, Anchor Golf Resort, who are providing green fees for the runners-up in each event, British Chamber of Commerce, Thai Visa, Ledbetter Bangkok, Birdie, the handicapping system, and then obviously here 89.5 and Phuket News, who are our media partners for the event.
And you're very welcome. We're happy to be involved. It's nice. So you've been super busy because not only have you been doing this, the WCGC, also there was Phuket Oil Field. We had Mark come in and talk about that, raising loads of cash as well, which is amazing. And it sounds like that was a great event as well, taking care of the juniors, the future of the golf championships, who seem to be doing very well.
We had the Orange Jacket, the Hooters Masters as well.
Oh, wow, brilliant. The Orange Jacket.
The Orange Jacket.
Like the green jacket for the Masters. Yes. Yeah, the orange. Nice. Love that.
So we got our first Hooters event in Phuket on the 10th of August as well.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So you're sitting alongside some fairly high-profile companies there. So, yeah, fantastic, yeah?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's great to be involved with so many great companies in Thailand.
And yourself, you are for management. Let's give a shout-out to your crew as well.
Yeah, the team all at Phuket, all at Laguna this week, still running the event as I'm here. So doing a great job, fantastic long hours. The JGTA team and obviously the Laguna team as well.
Excellent.
So busy week.
Paul and Crystal, I'm sure they will be heavily involved right through.
Yeah, Paul likes it when you give him a mention personally.
He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy, even though he did laugh at my putter. We went there when they just redesigned the course. We went for the reopening and they played. And him and Ollie, who's one of the golf pros now at British International School.
Yeah.
And he went. Ollie went, "Paul, come over here, check this out. Is that real?" He goes, "Where's that from?" And I've got it, and it's like, it is, it's ancient. It's a really old Slazenger putter. It works.
It works.
I tell
it
you
works.
What, it hits the ball, and it gets relatively close, if not in the hole sometimes, if I'm lucky. So, brilliant. Okay, people can catch up with you and Four Management, everything going on at your website as well, fourmanagement.com, correct?
Yeah, we've just launched a brand new website, so please go and have a look. And we've got a live event calendar on there as well, so you can see all the events coming up all over Thailand.
Well, you sound super busy, Chris, so I'll not take up any more of your time. You've got to get this on. So this is 28th. It is the final of the WCGC, which is a mouthful as well. And it's going to be a fantastic event. Good luck to all 20 teams. One of those teams will be going to Portugal to Superstar, representing Thailand for the World Corporate Golf Challenge. It sounds fantastic. Good luck to anyone, and keep us posted if someone gets that hole in one.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you soon.
Nice one. That's Chris here on Live 89.5 from Four Management, taking care of everything golf here on Phuket. Now time for Sam Smooth here on Live 89.5.